Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so we got a Villages story. A suspected shoplifter was arrested after several trips through the self-checkout lane at a Walmart in the Villages. Wait, what? Yeah, it's Kaylee Ann Propp. Now, she lives, she's someone's sweetie in the Villages, because this chick is too young to be living in the Villages. She's in her 20s. Anyway, she made four trips in September and October to the Walmart in the Villages, Sarasota Plaza, according to the arrest report from Sumner County. She was, they got her on surveillance. She was arrested on four counts of theft, but here's the thing, $4,000. But she, like, kept going back. Like, she would go and steal, and then she didn't leave. She would, that's how she got caught. She went back in, like, right, like, leaves, and then is like, oh, I forget something. I'm going to go steal something else. And what are you? I am not an expert on shoplifting. I don't know anything about it, but I would just think that, you know, you would want to get out when you're shoplifting. You don't want to draw attention to yourself or stay there longer than you have to. She is not the, well, she's got an ugly neck tat. I don't dislike tats, but I dislike ugly ones on your neck. And so that, you know, she didn't make the best choices, but I'm just saying. So, whew, tomorrow, I'll tell you about a woman who stole her mother's car and then ran her right over. Yeah, that's, you know. Florida woman. They still sound saner than D.C. Huda Beauty. You guys familiar with it? You're not. If you're not, that's okay. That means you're a dude or you like better quality makeup. So for those of you who like it when I get mean, you're buckle up. So this 40-year-old Kim K wannabe named Huda Katan, she's founder of Huda Beauty. I don't use their makeup because I don't like breaking out from cheap chalk. But she told her Israeli and pro-Israel customers on Instagram that she doesn't want their blood money. She was told, and I sent out a newsletter about this, replete with images. She was told that, you know, Israelis all over the world love you and your products. And, you know, they also have money because she's posted a whole bunch of I'm not saying pro-Gaza, Hamas propaganda is what she has reposted. And she had one, an Israeli customer, and then even pro-Israel people say, you know, you should probably, you know, be a little bit more careful, etc. And she was telling them, I don't want blood money. I don't want your blood money. I don't want your blood. Like, and I got to tell you, I think that sounds like a solid business move. Because when you are an entity in such an oversaturated industry of similar products that don't really do anything, and you have all of these identical influencers, you got to bake under the eye. Great. It makes you look like you're made of crepe. Go ahead. Even if you're like 18. It's a solid business move in this very oversaturated industry with, again, all these identical influencers to tell women who might buy your 5-pound tubs of cheap drag queen contour to keep their money. Right? Can we also have a this is where I'm getting very mean. I'm just really not going to take makeup advice from someone who can't even A, do a smoky eye properly without using 5 pounds of shadow, or B, contour without making it look like they're just dirty. And you know, contouring, that's literally like you're applying drag queen makeup application to female faces, which just makes it look chiseled and weird, and it doesn't actually give you the soft appearance that you think you're going for. And half of the females who buy your product can't even properly contour because it just makes it look like they have dirt all over their chin. So maybe don't. But she's posted all of these images depicting Gazans. By the way, some of them were probably the very ones that Hamas has barred from leaving so they could bravely use them as human shields as victims of Israel. And she has intimated that Israel is the provocateur, right? She hasn't divulged at all to her social media audience that it was the elected and fairly popular Hamas that actually began the attacks when they paraglided into a peace festival while shooting revelers from the sky. She hasn't divulged to her audience that apparently fighting for freedom means kidnapping children. Did you know that? All the big freedom fighters, that's the first thing they do is kidnap children. I mean, you know, when MLK was fighting for freedom, that was one. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. So she hasn't divulged any of that to any of her followers. And they certainly, I don't know any other freedom followers or freedom fighters that rape women and torture and kill innocent victims while using the innocent victim's phone to then broadcast via live stream on Facebook, Insta, or TikTok their murders, like on the victim's pages. It's on the internet. Don't look for it because you can't unsee it. Hamas and their apologists believe that Hamas has the right to attack anyone and everyone that it wants to, and nobody else has the right to defend themselves. And while she hasn't talked about how Israel warns Gazans days ahead of any action, while Hamas, literally there are satellite images showing that they have blocked Gazans from fleeing. There's tons of these photos online. Some of them are Gazans that have taken them and put them up. I mean, you can see they block the roads. They put two trucks back to back. They block the roads because they want people to get caught in the crossfire. And this is years after Hamas and Fatah have repeatedly rejected all solutions for peace. I wanted to share with you, Israel's independence declaration explicitly discusses living in peace and harmony with its Arab neighbors. It says, quote, "We extend our hand to all neighboring states and their peoples in an offer of peace and good neighborliness and appeal to them to establish bonds of cooperation and mutual help with the sovereign Jewish people settled in its own land. The state of Israel is prepared to do its share in a common effort for the advancement of the entire Middle East." Hamas's charter, very different. They say, quote, "There is no solution for the Palestinian question except through jihad. Initiatives, proposals, and international conferences are all a waste of time and vain endeavors. The Palestinian people know better than to consent to having their future rights and fate toyed with." That's in their actual charter. You tell me. I helpfully linked both of these things and provided screenshots for people who like, oh, show me the babies. There's no gray area. Hamas cannot stop being worthless terrorists, and their core belief is the rejection of their neighbor's right to exist. They don't care about freedom. They just hate Jews. And all the people who do the apologies for them, they don't want freedom. They just hate Jews. They rape and kill people. They should be rocked the hell off the face of the earth. Live in peace or live in pieces. Pretty easy. Let Israel finish what Israel needs to do. And I had some drive-bys that were very, very angry at me. And you guys know I'm going to touch on this again. They were very angry at me because I say Gaza or I say West Bank. Because I, just like, again, you are not going to override my free speech right and make me call a dude who chops off his schlong a woman. You are also not going to make me participate in this conjuring into existence a fictional place and a fictional race of people. It's not going to happen. Palestinian is not an ethnicity. Palestine is not a country, and it's not supported by thousands of years of antiquity. Not mentioned in the Quran. It's not mentioned in the Bible. And it was a name that was given to enemies of Jewish people after Hadrian quelled the second Jewish uprising, spitefully so, to name it Syria Palestina after the Philistines, who were not Arab, by the way, a seafaring people. And this was several centuries before the people, Arabic people, even got into that particular area in the first place, but did so, named them that as a way to spitefully get back at Jewish people and further disassociate them with their origins on the land. So I just don't pay attention. I just don't participate in magic and pretend and all of that stuff. I just don't. I'm not doing that. I mean, and this is, I get that Yasser Arafat has preached that, and I get that there are other politicians that want to sit here and push this idea of a historical Palestinian state, but there literally has never been a Palestinian state. There's never been a Palestine. There's never been a Palestinian anything. And I'm happy to spend an entire show dragging people painfully throughout thousands of years to educate them on this. Very happy to do so, because see, we are a people who believe in science, and we believe in fact, and we believe in actual history, not made up history that has been fabricated out of the ether. We believe in concrete ideas and real things. So that's why I believe what I believe. And that's why I say Gazan, and that's why I say Gaza, and that's why I say West Bank, and I will say two territories, but I'm not going to refer to a non-existent country or non-existent people. And anyone who has any problems with that, they can freely go pound sand. You have heard me talk a lot about how much I love my Kel-Tec P50. It's just so versatile and has become a global choice of protective details and sport shooters like me. Well, have y'all seen the new R50? Like the P50, the R50 carbine is light, well-balanced, and easily manipulated. The side-folding tack driver gives you maximum speed, accuracy, and power downrange. It is great fun out on the range. It looks like a SpaceX blaster, and the 5.7 cartridge comes in several variants, from sporting to hunting to serious personal defense. Now, the R50 comes with two 50-round double-stack mags that lay horizontally along the top, and just like the P50, the R50 offers over 7 inches of rail space up top for a wide range of optic options and even more space on the bottom for accessories. To learn more about the new R50 carbine, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Keltec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I am so excited about this. That the Devil Comet, apparently there's a big comet on the way, and it is three times bigger than Mount Everest, explodes, and it's sending rocks towards Earth. And I hope it hits this planet, and I hope that, honestly, we're all blown into the icy depths of space. I'm not joking. I hope we are. As if things weren't apocalyptic enough already. You know what? It serves us right. Smod for speaker. How about that? I want smod for speaker. So they said that this is coming. It's this thing is could be about 18 miles in diameter. That's according to Live Science. Yeah. So that means, you know, the more mileage and the bigger that it is.
That'll do some damage.
It'll do some damage for sure. That's so I'm all for that. Let's do it. Let's see. Oh, this is, I mean, not a story anymore. No one's talking about Pennsylvania. 800,000 tons of radioactive oil and gas waste from Pennsylvania are unaccounted for. A new study suggests that poor record keeping on hazardous waste disposal points to a potential for bigger problems. Yeah, they said that disposal is supposed to be carefully tracked, but 800,000 tons of oil and gas from Pennsylvania oil and gas wells are unaccounted for, according to a recent study. It's from the University of Pittsburgh. They said that, you think that's a problem? Because I think that's kind of a big problem. How do you lose
800,000 tons?
How do you lose 800,000 tons of radioactive waste? Did that nuclear twink in the Biden administration take it? I mean, I know he likes taking ladies' luggage. I'm just curious. Quentin Tarantino, who is one of my absolute favorite film directors of all time, visited an IDF army base in southern Israel in a morale-boosting trip days after. I've been seeing photos of this on Insta. Days after Hamas terrorists, they started their slaughter spree. His wife is Israeli, and he's visited an Israeli military base, boosting morale amongst these troops. And he posed for photos at the camp in southern Israel, and it's been shared online. Maybe he could do an Inglourious Basterds too. That would be great. And they said one admirer posted images on social saying an exciting moment amidst all the redacted. So good for Tarantino, because he's not, and he's posted about it too. He's not made any, I mean, you can't mistake where he stands on this. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate just hit 8% for the first time since 2000. Yeah, so I have a whole thing on my rundown called Domestic, and we're going to talk about the economy under the subhead The Purge is Close. So we have some good news to look forward to today. Yeah. So it's the first time since 2000 as Treasury yields soar, and real estate commissions could be the next fee on the chopping block. I wanted to play this audio soundbite for you as well. This is audio soundbite 18. This is this is one of my favorite soundbites. Let me set this up. So you have this Canadian conservative whose party is challenging the Trudeau socialist. And he has casually smacked down. You know, he's talking to this like far left journalist who's trying to ask him questions and trying to do. This journalist sucks, by the way. It's the worst journalist ever. He can't ask this guy a question because the guy's name is Pierre Poilievre. And Poilievre apparently really does intimidate this journalist. This journalist, you can hear the nervousness in his voice as he tries to ask this question. But this Pierre Poilievre is just, he's munching on an apple while this journalist, this is how everything should be handled. This Poilievre guy is a whole mood. Watch this and listen if you're not watching the simulcast.
On the topic, I mean, in terms of your
sort of strategy currently, you're obviously taking the populist pathway.
What does that mean?
Well, appealing to people's more emotional levels, I would guess.
Certainly you tap
very strong ideological language quite frequently.
Like what?
Left wing, you know, this and that, right wing. It's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways,
really believe in that.
Okay, a lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like which people would say that?
Well, I'm sure a great many Canadians, but.
Like who?
I don't know who, but...
Well, you're the one who asked the question, so yeah. You must know somebody.
Okay. I'm sure there's some out there, but anyways, the point of this question is, I mean, why should Canadians trust you with their vote, given, you know, not just the sort of ideological inclination in terms of taking the page of Donald Trump's book, but also...
What are you
also,
talking about? What page? What page? Can you give me a page? Give me the page. You keep
in terms of turning things quite dramatically in terms of Trudeau and the left wing and all of this. I mean, you make quite a, you know, it's quite a play that you make on it. So I'm
not
just
sure.
Wondering.
I don't know what your question
okay.
is.
Okay, then forget that. Why should Canadians trust you with their vote?
There's a question.
Common sense.
Okay.
Common sense for a change. We're going to make common sense common in this country.
You know
we don't
what,
have.
You know what fall's hot new accessory is? The it accessory for fall of 2023 is an apple. This guy's hysterical. I love it. And I love the way his voice sounds. It's almost like a sitcom. That was like a sitcom. There's just certain things that happen so organically, so perfectly that, and that's one of them. So this guy Pierre, and I'm sure I'm butchering his name, Poilievre, he just, you can hear him eat the apple. You can hear him take a bite and he's like, yeah, which ones? I don't believe any of that. I don't believe in that. And then the reporter's like, oh, okay, well, just forget that then. So here's my basic, you know, question. Gosh, that is a whole mood. But that's the hot new accessory for fall 2023. An apple. I want to know what kind of apple that was. It looked like a good apple. Golly, that was so great. Save this for forever. I just, because there's so many clips I just want to take out and just, yeah. Like what people, what page? Can you give me the page? So great. That's the most aggressive Canadian I've ever seen. You know? That's the most aggressive, is it? Because I don't, even when they're like fighting with truck convoy, they're still kind of polite in a way. Even when they're trying to take away people's rights, they're not, it's funny.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.